Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Now, this show is about the Akashic Records and how the Akashic Records can help expand your vision of your life and why things have happened in your life. And it's also a program to help you understand why life is the way it is. And we don't do so much about futures or past lives. It's really more here and now. But every now and then, something comes across my desk that is very interesting to me. And I know that if you've been listening to BBS today, you've heard quite a few hosts talk about this. But I went into the records, and what has happened, what I'm talking about is October 14th. And for those of you who don't know, October 14th, we are supposed to have a major sighting of a spaceship that will be unmistakable. And this ship is from the Federation of Light. And this information has been brought forward by Blossom Goodchild, and her website, by the way, is www.blossomgoodchild.com. I've actually emailed her, and I'm sure she's a busy lady. She lives in Australia, and asked her to be on the show next week. I've just emailed her today, so I know it's kind of last minute. Let's see if, and I'm sure she's got a lot of offers. So hopefully she'll be on the show with us next week. We're looking forward to that. We'll see. I'll send you an email if you want one to let you know if it's a definite or not. If you want to email me questions, in fact, I would love to have your questions or comments tonight on the prospective sighting of October 14th of the UFO. If you want to email me a question, you certainly can do that. I'm at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H. ICWISDOM.com. That's info at akashicwisdom.com. So you can email me your questions or your comments, and you can call in. I would love to have a conversation with different folks about this tonight. I would like to talk about, I actually went into the records on this, and as you know, for those people who have listened before, I open the records with a holy prayer. I can open up my records, open up the records of other people. That's the way I do consultations. And one of the reasons I would love to have a chance to talk to Blossom is because I would like to open up the records, not of the Federation of Light, because obviously I can't do that without their permission, then it would not be appropriate, but to actually open up the records of the event, of the day. And I'm not sure I can do that, but I can get insight on the actual day, and that's what I did tonight. Before the show, I opened up my Akashic Records and asked some questions around that. So if you would like to call in some of your comments or questions or discussions about October 14th, you can certainly give me a call. I'm here at BBS Radio at 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S., or 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. Or if you want to dial direct from another country, you can dial 01. That's our country code. And it's 530-876-3222. One of the things that's important about this event, and you know, you have to give this gal a lot of credit. It took a lot of courage for her to bring forth this channeling and for her to bring this forward. I mean, it was just very much like the gal who rescued her son. And we fired up the grids back in July of last year. And I think it's very important that we really take a very important look at what this October 14th and the prospect of actually being visited by an extraterrestrial spaceship called the Federation of Light. Now, if you read her website, you will see that they are coming in love, and they're coming to help us shift up ourselves. For humanity is at a certain crossroads. And what's so important about this whole event is that it's really helping us as humans understand how truly magnificent and powerful we are. And the reason that's important is because when you have friends and these beings of light are coming as friends, what they say is their ship will be impenetrable, so it'll be very visible, but nothing will be able to hurt it. And it is not their intention to panic anyone or to make anyone afraid. In fact, it's absolutely key to the project or the experience for us to open our hearts in love and look up to the skies and move into a deep sense of gratefulness. Now, and clearly, if there's anyone you know that on that day that sees something that scares them, it's really up to you as light workers who are listening to this program and who are involved in working with creating more light and love on the planet to help soothe as many fears as possible. You know, it's interesting, you know, when the contemplation of extraterrestrials coming to the planet and visiting our planet, and the prospect of people being afraid of it, you know, I think it's so egotistical of us to think that we are on this tiny little planet, and in this vast, vast universe, we have a comment or a notion that we're the only ones with living intelligence in this vast, vast place. I mean, we have no idea what light years are. Most everyday people don't have an idea of what light years are. I mean, we can read the definition, but humans, unless you're very scientific or have studied it in some detail, you know, I mean, think about 24 trillion light years. I mean, that's crazy. You can't put enough zeros behind those hours. And the other piece is when we think about actually moving into a relationship with higher beings of light that can actually assist us in our moving into our greatness. And I hasten to say it, our evolution, because although I like the word human evolution better than I do human ascension, because I have been told by the record keepers that it's not about ascension. It's not about humans ascending so much as it is about the human evolution of the DNA of the physical beingness of human. Spiritual ascension is not what we're looking for here, mainly because those of us who have come to planet Earth are light beings in and of themselves, and without our skin, we are ascended beings of light. We take that veil, and it's a deep, heavy veil, and cloak ourselves and cloak our greatness when we choose to be born into this existence, into this constriction of body. But the reality, our spiritual ascension is not truly what is necessary as much as our human DNA elevation and evolution. The reason that's important, because as this planet grows older and we become wiser, it's a natural progression of the game here, is for us to actually create alliances with those light beings and different extraterrestrial beings that are similar and some very different than ourselves. But to be able to move into new ways of energy, new ways of feeding our populations, new ways of actually communicating, and new ways of actually being on this planet from an expansiveness, is it's essential that we reach our hearts out, our arms out, and embrace all possibilities of love coming from beyond. Now, one of the things that the Federation of Light has asked is that humans open their hearts to and know that they're coming in love. And even before I opened the records, as I was actually calling in my own light and saying my own prayers of devotion and enlightenment and centering, we came very deeply, and it came as a direct communication with the Federation of Light. And their specific request to me was to tell you this. They're asking that we as light workers and humans, those people out there that are listening to this program, what they're asking us to do is place a banner of light in our energy field. And that banner of light is to say, welcome, Federation of Light. We are willing to love ourselves as humans, and we are wanting to love you as beings of light. For we are all love, welcoming love. And so it's that statement that we are to keep in our hearts in the upcoming days, that we are willing to love ourselves. We are willing to love that which loves us. That we are love, and that we welcome love. And when we hold that concept, if you will, in our energy field, we then become beacons of light. It's as if all the light workers that hold this love and this welcoming are create not only beacons of light, but we're like landing fields, like we're like columns of light. We are like anchors, and we are able to receive the light that is going to be and that is present in our atmosphere. Now, what's so important about the ship, and the reason why, and I'm being told this now, the reason why it will not be able to be destroyed or penetrated is because it is and they're using the word holographic image that will be large enough for us all over the world to see at different times, because it can be in multiple places at the same time because of its imaging aspects. And because it is going to be so important for us to know that this is an event that can happen, an event that can be seen and photographed, it's going to be absolutely essential that we hold that space of love. Now, this is just a Donna comment here. What would it be like if human beings from all over the planet were to start vibrating from a space of welcoming love? Think about that energy. Now feel that energy. Feel the magnitude that is possible when we vibrate to the possibility and to the knowingness that we are love and we're willing to receive love, and we open our hearts and our minds and our spirits to receive it. It's as if we're walking around with this beautiful column and beacon of light, with our arms outstretched, willing to receive the vibratory aspects of deep, abiding, life-changing love. Now, I'd just like you to consider that. Just consider what it would feel like to walk around like that. Why don't you try it on for size now? So close your eyes for a moment and move into a state of love, whatever that means for you. Love could be holding your pet on your lap and stroking your pet. Love could be a deity. Love could be a child that lights your heart up. So whatever love is for you, take a moment, take a deep breath, and sit in that vibration. Now expand it. Expand that vibration of love beyond you, above you, below you, on either side of you, to your front and to your back. Expand that energy of love and allow your heart to glow with light. And now allow your energy field to glow in the light of love. And now allow yourself to create a color of love for you. What color is your love? It doesn't have to be pink. It can be green. It can be blue. It can be any beautiful color you want it to be, as long as it represents an energetic shift and field of love for you. Now allow yourself to bathe in that color of light and love. And allow that love to go beyond the heavens directly to Source, beyond our atmosphere, as we light up the cosmos with our beacons of light that beckon the light beings of the Federation of Light. Allow yourself to be open, to dream the dream of possibility. Allow yourself to be open to the possibility of the love that is there within you and that is there for you. So it's a never-ending flow. It comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. Beautiful part of love is there's always plenty to go around. When you are in a state of awareness of love, of total and complete love, it is impossible to be in a state of fear or lack. This is Straight Records Works, folks. I want you to think about that. When you are in a state of total and complete flow of love. It is impossible to be in a state of fear or lack. I'll throw one more in. It's impossible to be in judgment. And so what this event signals, what this event offers as a possibility, is that we can walk into a state of being in love and allowing love to guide our every notion, our every move, our every action, and our every word. And so from this day until October 14th, what's being recommended and suggested is that you try on the garment of love and put the mantle on of being a beacon of love, of self first, others second. For you cannot love anyone truly, completely, unconditionally until you've first given yourself that love. And that's what this October 14th event is signaling. It's about us moving into our acceptance of self, to be willing to receive and be in acceptance of others, especially those who are a little different than ourselves. I want you to just think about that. You know, the lines are open. I know that I've been kind of on my soapbox here, but I'm willing to stop anytime you guys call. So do, please call. One of the other things is I want to share with you is the other thing that the Federation of Light has requested is for those people who have crystals that they love, that they are to charge the crystals with love and the knowledge that the Federation of Light is coming. So it's about cleaning your crystals and charging and really programming the crystals programming the crystals to love, to emanate and to broadcast love, and to let the crystals know that the Federation of Light is coming. And then they are to put those crystals outside. And I would imagine they want the crystals to be outside either the night before the 14th, and then the ship is supposed to actually be in various places around the earth for 3 days, showing itself. So I can't wait to hear from you. Really want to hear from you. And what are your comments? What do you think about this? Is this something that is scary to you? I mean, and let's talk about it. If it is scary, I want to hear about that. Nothing wrong with being afraid. If let's talk about it. Let's get it on the table. You know, if you want to send some expressions of love that you would like to be shared with the world right now, we're on internet radio, kids, and we can broadcast it internationally. Absolutely. I want you to just try and think about that. And give a call. Give a call. It's an 800 number. It won't even cost you a dime. And you know the numbers. You've got them right there in front of you. But in case you don't, I'll give them to you. So if you're in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're calling from out of the country, it's 01-530-876-3222. So give a call. Um, You know, there's an interesting question that came forward just now, and it said, the question is, some people say apparitions of angels and of Mary are actually alien projections. What do the Akashic records say about the apparitions? Who is Mary and Archangel Michael? Also, aren't these various factions of aliens with various intentions? You know, that's interesting. You know, that's a very interesting comment. Here's what's important about you. This is what the record keepers are saying about apparitions of angels and Mary. They are not, what I'm hearing right now is they are not alien projections. They are absolutely issues and beings of light. They're actually a part of that individual's field. So what happens is when a person needs strength and needs reassurance, what happens is they bring forth what is within their field. So it's a good possibility that Mary is a guide of theirs, that they walk with Mary. And so by seeing Mary, it gives that person hope. It is not it actually gives hope to others. It is not an alien projection. And the other piece is, what's also very important, is that it says there are various factions of aliens with various intentions. You know, that's an interesting question. And, you know, there are many humans who have various intentions. So, of course, there would be aliens that have various intentions. You know, not everything is light and love in this world. That is true. And not everything is light and love in the galaxy. But the reality is, those that are coming, the Federation of Light, those beings are of love. That's what I'm getting here, is that they are asking humans to go deep into the love of self. And when you are deep into the love of self, you will never let anyone else hurt you, because it would be a total misalignment of your being. That when you're totally anchored and knowing what loving yourself feels like, you will not allow anyone else not to act in a loving way. And it's what the record keepers have said before. If it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. And so that's one of the things that's really very important that we look at here. So, but it's a great question, and I hope you got your answer. So, who out there believes this is going to happen? Who out there is looking forward to it? Has anybody taken the day off of work to look for these wonderful beings of light in the sky? You know, it's October 14th. You could take a sick day, a vacation day, a mental health day, and go and meditate and wait for the skies to open. Oh, you know what else is interesting? That there is a actual, what's happening, if you go to Google Earth, and let me just, there's a friend of mine sent this to me, and what it is that you can look at Mother Earth via the NASA images used by Google Earth. And what was interesting is that what I was reading from this friend in this email is that NASA suddenly canceled their scheduled October 14th trip to the Hubble. I thought that was very interesting. And the NASA site now says that the date for the shuttle launch is under review. So the trip to the space station set for 10/12 is still on, but the one for 10/14 has been canceled. Now, the other piece of information is that if you go to, and if you want copies of this, I have this email that I'm happy to forward, where it actually shows that there are like triangles and actual pentagon shapes that are over the Earth in blue. It's very interesting. It's like something has been superimposed, and I don't want to say superimposed because it sounds like it's fake, and it's not because it's run by NASA, but there are actually shapes that are blocking out part of the Earth as a way of preparing us that there's something else going on. So go up to Google Earth and see what kind of shapes you can see. It's very interesting, and if you're curious about receiving the emails that I've got, I'm going to put them all in one email, and if you really want to hear get copies of them, I'm happy to do that. My email address, again, is info@akashicwisdom.com. And for those people who had asked about the questions for last week, I apologize. I didn't get those out to you, and those are going out this week as well. But if you would like, they're very interesting. It's like there's a blue pentagon that was started to form, and then it was stayed. And then now there was a blue triangle that was over Ireland and Scotland, an actual triangle earlier today. And so it's very interesting how these things are forming. And there's no explanation from NASA, but it doesn't look like they're sharp edges, so it's not like it's a cloud formation. You have to kind of take a look at it to see what I'm talking about. Very interesting stuff. So, okay, so since you don't want to talk about October 14th, because that's what I'm hearing, if you were wanting to talk about October 14th, you'd be calling me right now. Let's go on to a question that Adrian sent in. Okay, so the question is, Adrian sent in a question is about her boyfriend and her. So we're going to listen. And her question is, I'd love this relation to be at complete peace and full of unconditional love and understanding, finally. I've always felt a deep, profound love between us, but there has been impediments in the way over the years. I know in my heart there is more to come, so I'd like to know the best way to improve this. Well, what's interesting, Adrian, is, and you finally sent me your current legal names. And this is another thing, folks. If you want an answer to your question, you must send me your current legal name if you're emailing me. It makes it so much easier to get the information that you want. But what's interesting about this relationship here is that, Adrian, you have to feel that you are cherished. And if you feel that it's hard and the relationship it doesn't flow easy, and there's been too many impediments that you can't really do what you want to do, then it's so important that you take a look at how the relationship being so hard is really making you feel. And what I'm also getting is that sometimes we have it, sometimes we want the relationship so badly that we don't look at the roadblocks for what they are. And so what's being said here is that you really look at what those impediments and those blocks to you getting together have been, and really look at the underlying truth of them. And then notice how you feel. Notice if you feel empowered, if you feel love, if you feel hope, or if you constantly feel either overwhelmed or downtrodden or unloved, unappreciated. Take a look at how you feel. And based on how you feel is what's going to have a lot to do with whether or not this relationship to go forward. Because you can only heal yourself, Adrian. You can't fix somebody else. So it has to do with how much are you willing to go within yourself to ask. It's not what's wrong with you. That's not the question. No. It's not about what's wrong with you. What it has to do is, how do I truly feel about the things that are blocking this relationship? And take a look at the truth of what they are. And the truth is, what they mean by truth ha- has to do with you getting clear about whether or not these blocks or impediments, if you will, are real, or if they could be surmounted, or if they are blown out of proportion. So they're like, so in other words, the impediments are more of an excuse about why you're not together. And so that's what they would like you to know. And I hope that helps you. It's hard to talk when you're not on the phone. So, and then Lori called, or actually she emailed a question, and she wanted to understand, and her question is too long for me to read. It's actually, it was too long for me to read even to the end of it. It's a very involved question that quite frankly, Lori, the question that you asked was in such wonderful detail that what I would do is recommend that you have a private consultation, because there's so many different layers and of information here. So just know that, and I'll take this caller and then I'll finish answering just the general part of it. Hello, caller. How are you?
Fine. What I was calling about was that October 14th.
Okay, great. Let's talk.
Okay, well, I've been sitting out on my patio the last few nights, and I've just been seeing waves and waves, and I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it.
Well, do you have your speakers on and your computer right now?
I turned it off right now. I just turned it off.
Okay, good, because it was
okay.
Giving it feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea is, so say the question again, because it was kind of muffled. You've been sitting there and waiting in your back porch, and now what was the question?
Well, I was wondering, I thought it was due to that thing going on in Sweden. You know, I just seeing waves and waves of energy out there.
Well, I don't know what's going on in Sweden, but I will tell you, if you've seen waves and waves of energy, it's in preparation for what's going to be happening on the 14th.
You think so then, huh?
I do believe that. I believe that this, for whatever reason, this October 14th is going to be a shifting of consciousness for humankind.
Okay, and you say it's going to last for 3 days?
Well, supposedly that they're going to stay within they're going to be able to be viewed for 3 days in various parts of the world. I mean, you know, we've got a big planet here.
Yeah.
But
if I had heard it was going to be I heard it was going to be 2,000 feet long, and it was going to be in Alabama.
Well, yeah. If you go up to the website, they actually explain that. Someone had said that it was going to be another channel. This was not Blossom Goodchild. This is another channel that said that the spaceship was going to be 2,000 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. I mean, where do you live?
I'm in Las Vegas.
Okay, so you're in Las Vegas, and I'm in Cleveland. So let's figure there's 2,000 miles between us.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well,
a pretty big ship.
Well, when she said 2,000 miles, later I got to thinking. I thought I must have misheard that. It could only be 2,000 feet. You
know? No. Somebody said that's but Blossom Goodchild did not say that. That's what another channel said, and she's not trying to discount anybody. But the other thing is that you have to understand that what I'm getting from the records is that when these ships appear, and again, this is not the first one, and it's not going to be the last one that appears. When they appear in our atmosphere, they're not really in the atmosphere. They are so far above our atmosphere that they are a holographic projection that cannot be denied. And what will happen is, and that's why they'll be impenetrable to like, you know, any kind of
attacks from our government.
Yeah, from us, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
it's because it will be a projection. And they've chosen not to show themselves as physical beings, because all they want to do is give people, say, this is possible. This is who we are. We come in love. And they're asking that all of us that believe this is happening hold that aspect of love within us, because that will magnify it.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah.
So I think that's very, I think it's very interesting. And you know what? The worst case scenario is you feel lots of love for the next 10 days.
Pardon? I do what?
I said, the worst thing that happened is we feel lots of love for the next 10 days.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be bad.
No, it wouldn't.
That's a good thing.
It can shift us in itself. And I don't want anybody to take that as a thing that I don't believe this is going to happen, because I actually think it is going to happen. You know, I think in one way or another, we are going to see some very interesting things in the sky.
Oh, wow.
And I think
I can't wait. And I'm trying to stay in the now.
I think it's going to, I really do, you know. So why would it be important for you? What is your name, by the way?
Lori.
Mary?
Lori.
Spell
Lori. L-A-U-R-I-E.
Oh, Lori. Okay. Tell me, why is this important for you?
I don't know. Well, mainly, I've had dreams that I've been in ships, and I don't know. I just want to see it.
So it sounds like what I'm also getting from the records, it sounds like you want some confirmation that you're not crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing, is that you want, in other words, like some of those dreams are very real to you, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so have you ever thought about the fact that maybe you were actually in those ships without you being...
Yes, I have.
Yeah. But were you ever afraid in those ships?
Yes, years ago I was. I got over that just recently, a couple of years ago.
So you're not afraid anymore?
No, I'm not. I'm not afraid of it at all now. I was fearful for quite a while there, though.
Well, but the reason why you're fearful is because you didn't know any better. It was different, right?
Yeah, right.
Right, and that's part of it, you know. So that's important information. You know, and hopefully you're going to be able to really feel a sense. And what I'm also feeling is that there are going to be people that are going to feel the energy of these ships without actually seeing them. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some people that are going to feel this almost telepathically without actually seeing them.
Mm.
And that's I find that interesting as well.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah. Have you listened to the program before?
No, this is my first night.
Well, good. I hope you listen again. And how did you find BBS?
Oh, I listened to other shows, too.
Okay, great. Well, yeah. I'm glad you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and I hope you come back.
All right. Thank you very much.
You, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye. You know, I want to just make a comment here. For those people who are in the Columbus, Ohio area, I'm going to be at the Universal Light Expo. I'm going to be speaking on the weekend, actually, of the 11th and 12th, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be speaking there at the Universal Light Expo, so I'm sure the Universal Light Expo is going to be alive with comments on the 14th. You know, that's very, very interesting. The other piece is, let me get this right. So the beings of light that have been communicating with Blossom Goodchild have really helped her shift her consciousness. And what's also important is that to understand that the beings of light that are communicating with her also communicate with others, but that from what I'm hearing is she's kind of the main squeeze here. And she is the one that, that's very interesting. What they're saying is she is the one that has the humbleness of spirit to be able to bring forth the pure information without ego. And so this is not to put anybody else down and say anybody is not channeling them the appropriate way. That is not the comment that's here. What's being said is that's why she was chosen to bring this out to the world is because of her purity of spirit and her lack of ego around this. It was, so just know that that's what I'm getting right now. And I find that very fascinating. So, okay, so we have a follow-up on the question here. We have another email question here. We have somebody on the phone?
Yes, Donna.
Hello.
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, I am just fine. I was calling about your discussion on October 14th.
Ah, so talk to me. What's your comment on that?
Well, I do believe that it's something that's going to happen. And this past week I was listening to a number of different channels that was bringing forth information about it. And the notion that as we move into a love-based being and this, the degree to which this will be manifested is partly based upon how we feel and
right.
how we manifest this love-based feeling.
Well, that's absolutely true. That's one of the reasons why they were asking that on the program tonight. We asked that everybody put a banner within their energy field of love. I don't know if you heard that earlier or not.
Yeah, I did hear that earlier.
Yeah, and so the idea they're also saying it's about, and that's what we're just talking about before, it's about feeling them. It's about feeling the presence of this love. And the other piece of this, you know, we had a lot of things happen here on the planet regarding financial things. The state of the country of the United States is in turmoil.
Right.
And there are other countries that are also in turmoil. And so for this happening to happen now is a perfect opportunity for humans to literally shift their focus away from the fear and lack and move into love, which will actually shift the outcome of not only the financial markets, but all the different wars that are going on. I mean, things will shift majorly in a major way if, in fact, the humans can pull this off.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I was kind of hoping that it would have occurred before the the legislation to bail out Wall Street, but I think that in a very egocentric way, we are kind of worried about the financial mess we're in, and we have these types of worries, and the presence of these other beings will shift our consciousness. I mean, it will completely expand our consciousness.
Well, and you know as well, too, is that the more a human being, moves into that state of being, of being open in love, that all things become more possible. I mean, we can be manifestors, great manifestors, when we move out of fear and lack and into a sense of trust and love. See, the interesting thing about what's happening here is that there are many light workers that are saying, oh, I just love for it to happen. Gosh, I hope it happens. But that's not really what they're saying, because their energy is saying, but I don't think it's going to, and I'm going to be so sad and disappointed. So I'm going to be disappointed, but I'm going to say I really want it, but underneath it all, I really feel I'm disappointed. And that's what we need to check, because that underlying feeling of not believing it's going to happen is exactly what can to diminish this. So for those people who are not sure about whether or not they believe it's going to happen, better that they not worry about whether it's going to happen or not and just move into a state of being willing to be open to love. So every time they go into doubt, they shift themselves by saying, I'm willing to be loved. I'm willing to be loved. I'm willing to receive love, and I'm willing to give love. So that they shift their focus and their energies from doubt into a space of love. Does that make sense? Hello?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. you know, it's coming before the election, too, which is kind of interesting. And I think we need to begin to make our choices politically.
Yes.
You know, for leaders and, you know, for the people, you know, for the people to lead us, that these people have the ability to function in a love-based manner.
Well, it's an important piece, is which one of the candidates is more loved-based and which one is more war-based?
Well, war-based or fear-based. And so,
or fear-based, right, exactly.
Right, so...
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see the fallout when this event occurs and this shift in consciousness occurs, how that will affect choices in the upcoming election. It'll be really kind of interesting to see that.
It certainly will. It will certainly... We'll see how it affects the candidates themselves, too, won't it?
It will. It will.
I think their comments are going to be very interesting.
I think it's going to be a very humbling experience for a political candidate.
Well, if they even acknowledge it.
Well, that was some of the material that was brought forward by some of the other channels suggested there are some negative energies and negative forces that will try to compromise this event.
And oh,
so
for sure.
In fact, it might not actually occur right on the 14th because the Federation of Light will choose that point in time where it's the safest possible conditions and for the highest and best possible outcome. And so some of the other channels have brought forward information that said, well, it's definitely going to happen, but it might not be right on the 14th because they're going to be dealing with some of these negative forces, which can cause a shift.
However, in order for it to be looked at, not everybody on the planet has to see it. All that has to happen is it needs to be documented by some reputable people.
Mm-hmm.
And all it needs to happen is that there are photographs taken that enough people can see that says, something really happened here. Because no matter who, Bob, there can be people who will see it right in front of their face and they'll deny it because they're too afraid to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is that if in fact there's always going to be people that will deny that which is good and loving. Always. That's just the nature of human. That's just the way it is. But there's also a shift that can be happening here that will allow some people to actually come together and see it. Have you gone up to Google Earth, by the way?
I haven't.
Have you gone up there?
No, I haven't. I'd appreciate
it. Gotta look at those pictures. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really amazing things. You know, I mean, it's very interesting the way there are literally blue blocks over the earth that are not clouds. They're hard. They're like sharp lines. It's not a shadow. Very interesting stuff.
Right.
And it's, again, if anybody wants me to email them what I have, and what's been emailed to me so they can check it out themselves, I'm happy to do that.
And so we might not be looking at this hard, physical, kind of metallic spaceship. I mean, I'm thinking that these are interdimensional beings, and so how their presence is actually expressed, it might not what we preconceive it to be, I guess.
Exactly. In other words, like we have this idea that this silver ship's going to be, this silver disc or saucer is going to show up in the sky. And what has been shown to me and what I'm getting is that it's, like I said before, it's a holographic image that is being projected from beyond the atmosphere. And that's why it's going to be without a reasonable doubt, and that's why it can be shown in various different places.
Well,
In other words, like, first of all, they have the ability to do so many different things that we can't even conceive of. But that they don't even have to physically be in our atmosphere, you understand? they can shift their shift their energy into the atmosphere without actually having to physically have a, if you will, a brick and mortar ship in the atmosphere. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And,
you know what else I'm getting too is if they were actually to bring that size of a ship into our atmosphere, it would screw up our weather.
Yeah, there'd be tidal waves. It would occur to me that all the tides and everything would be completely
everything would be messed up. And
yeah.
So that's why it can only be a holographic image that's projected on various parts of the planet and will continue to move. But there's also other things that what I'm getting is that there's also other things that are going to be happening within that time frame that are unmistakably different, weird, shifting. It's the idea is that people will have reactions that they that will be interestingly enough to be noted.
Well, what are you getting on the relationship of this event relative to the gateway, the 8808 gateway of crystallization, so to speak, that we just passed through? Is it that our energies in our cellular or DNA activation is such now that this is something that can be manifested?
It's not only that. It's the idea that after going through that gateway, we are from a physical point of view, from an energetic point of view, we are at a higher vibration. So, if you were to take all the humans and consider them a collective body, if you will, because we're all made of the same stuff, even the ones that you wouldn't believe have all. Everyone's vibration was raised at that point in time. And that was a very important time frame, the 8-0-8-0-8. Very important time frame. And many people left the planet within 2 days of that. Okay? I had a very dear friend that left on the 10th. Very interesting experience that whole weekend. But the idea here is that actually shifted our whole consciousness and elevated those who are willing to look at their elevation. See, it happens to whether we like it or not. It's whether or not we're really willing to look at it.
Right. I have one question for the record keepers, and that
okay.
would be, what was
we're,
their...
And we're almost out of time, so we have to. Right. I have to make this kind of
okay.
quick. Go ahead.
What would they suggest to the light workers? Who understand this event, what would they say to their friends, their family, who are not aware of this event, the time that is coming?
So are you saying that the people that you want to talk to about this would be typical non-believers?
Right. Right. What would they suggest the light workers say to the typical non-believer when this event occurs?
When it occurs, not in preparation of it, but once it occurs.
Once it occurs. Yeah.
The most important thing that you as a light worker and as I and as we as light workers can do for those of our friends and family who are affected in this way is to help them move out of fear and move into love and help them understand that this event has been foretold within our communities of knowledge and that it's to be received in a way that is welcoming rather than fear-based.
And we are the example. Okay.
And that's when you have to move deep into gratitude and deep into humbleness, which will expand the love and the peace. But isn't it wonderful that we can get confirmation that there are other worlds and other states of being that we know exist?
It is. It's truly wonderful. And
it is.
There are other dimensions.
Yes.
It opens up the thought and the possibility that we can exist in other dimensions.
Absolutely.
The dimension.
Yeah, and the idea here that not only can we exist there, but that there the different portals are absolutely opening for us, for our consciousness to be aware of. The portals have always been there. Whether or not we were ready to receive it and acknowledge it is a whole different story.
That's a really good point. It's a unique time in the evolution of our Earth's history. So.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. You know, I'm going to stay on the line. I want to just read this to you. I did that prosperity workshop, and it came through the records. It was a welcoming to the people in the workshop. And then tonight when I was preparing for the show, the record keepers asked me to bring this out and read this on the air. So I'd like you to be witness for it. To it. Will you stay on the air for a while I finish this?
Sure.
Okay. So this is a message to humanity from the record keepers as well as the Federation of Light. Why are you here? Not so I can tell you what to do, not to swallow a magic pill. No, you are here to explore, identify, neutralize, and eliminate beliefs and money lies that no longer serve you. You are here to do your own internal work on your own internal landscape, and along the way, you will learn, share, inspire, and be inspired. You will be guided. You will be challenged. But mostly, most of all, you will be loved and assisted to move to the center of your knowing with the most divine energy, held in the most divine hands and supported with the most divine wisdom. I want you to know, all of you out there, how precious you are, how important you are, and how much you are divinely loved. For it can't even be put into words. It can only be put into feelings. And if you move from the place you are now into that sense and magnificence of love, then you have the opportunity to offer that state of being those around you that you love so dearly. So I wanted to share that with you.
Well, I hope it was helpful. Beautiful, Donna.
Yes, I hope it was helpful. And I want to just tell everyone how much I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, Bob, and being a loyal friend and student. You're always there. It's great.
Well, you have a great program, Donna. It's golden every week, so.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love to hear that. I'm glad you find benefit. That's great. Thank you. So, all right. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. We got to go. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And we ask that for all of you out there, may your burdens be lifted, your hearts be opened, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me, Bob, in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen, and so it is. Good night, everybody. Good night, Bob. Thanks so much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.